This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and Chile today exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. He said, in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments, and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges. Parliament has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Cooperation Muralidhar Mohol said, in the last 3.5 years, the government has taken several initiatives to give new direction to the cooperative sector. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to the media at Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. He added that during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House. The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. Defence exports have surged to a record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, registering a growth of 12.04%. The Ministry, in a statement today, said that defence public sector undertakings, DPSUs, have shown a significant increase of 42.85% with 8,389 crore rupees in exports. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the country is marching towards achieving the target of increasing defence exports to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today called for a techno-legal approach to tackle crime, as law alone cannot be sufficient in the new age. The minister said this while delivering the 21st D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of the Central Bureau of Investigation's 62nd Foundation Day. Mr. Vaishnaw mentioned that rapid technological, economic and social growth have altered the context of conventional investigation. He said that to solve new age challenges, especially the ones raised by AI, the CBI should look at more collaboration with startups, industry and academia.
The role of technology, that has increased significantly. Changes which are happening both on the economic front, in the social front and on the technological front, I'll request that CBI and its great team should look at more collaborations. Going forward, as we take up this journey for Viksit Bharat, we should collaborate with startups, we should collaborate with industry, and more so, we should collaborate with the academia.
In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow tonight. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat, hosts Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 16.2 overs. Both teams have 2 points each, with Lucknow placed on 3rd position and Punjab at 5th position in the points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.